So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the podcast show. So we're going to talk today about why your social media... Let me rephrase that. We're going to talk to you about today about why your marketing probably fails on social media. Certainly, you can get better results than you currently are with a few of these pieces of advice. And we'll get straight into it today. I'm feeling much, much better. I was a little bit ill the last couple of days. Just a cough and that kind of thing. It wasn't the Rona. I was just feeling a bit under the weather, quite frankly. So feeling much, much better, but still a little bit on the edge there. Anyway, let's crack straight into the content. Hope you guys are well today. Thanks for joining, as usual. So, why your marketing fails on social media? Number one, absolutely number one, and I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to tell you what the result is, but not having enough reach, not being able to get out your message to as many people as you can is definitely why your marketing is failing on social media right now. And it depends on what your reach actually means. So how many visitors have you got? How many followers? How many network connections? How many people follow you on Instagram? How many people like your page? How many people are subscribed on YouTube? How many people just see what you post on a regular basis? So if you've only got 100 friends on Facebook, like, imagine you post out the best piece of content ever. It goes out to, you know, 100 people on Facebook, and it doesn't, because the algorithms make sure that it doesn't. You know, 8% of those people will actually see that, if you're lucky these days. But if you had 1,000 people on your Facebook page, then you might have 8% of those actually seeing it. 80 is more than 8, needless to say. And so that's one of the things that makes a big difference. So how do you solve this? And so we always say, organic marketing, stuff like this, non-paid marketing, organic marketing is going to go out to people that already know you, but it will only go out to a smaller percentage of people that already know you. The magic, really, if you can afford to do it, is on paid for marketing. And one of the ways in which you extend your reach is through paid for marketing. But one of the clever things that you should be using with paid marketing is not just a, hey, this is my product, come and buy it. But you should really be selling a community of some kind that you can bring people into your community so that you can sell to them again and again and again through organic marketing. So this is what it looks like. You have paid for social media marketing up here. You drive that content to a group. And by the way, Facebook doesn't like your marketing group. So you have to market a landing page where you're giving something for free. It could be a free training course, for example. And the training course is held within that group. So all you do is, in order to sign up, you click the link and you join the group. There's the content inside that group. Now, what you've done is you've got someone who didn't know about you before. They're now inside the group and you go live inside the group. You add additional value. And so on and so forth. Now they're starting to get to know you. So some of this isn't necessarily about how many followers have you got or how many Facebook friends have you got. How many people are in your group? One of the big things that I see people kind of moaning about is lack of engagement, lack of likes. And I say, just don't even worry about that. You know, we had a video, it had 173 views. That was it. That one video, we made £5,000 off one client who saw that video, signed up for coaching. The money was in the account by 11 a.m. the next day. And so the engagement and the views and all of that kind of thing doesn't really matter because you have people just passing by. And so this is one of the reasons why consistency works so well. Let's talk about consistency. So one of the other reasons why your marketing's failing on social media is that you're not consistent enough. If you'd have been doing lives like this for the last 5.5 years, 6 years, I think we're coming up to in our podcast career. In June, I think it was the first time we did the very first podcast 6 years ago. But if you'd have started then, and you've had all these hundreds of podcasts that you've got now, people back then would have heard about you. But if you're just starting now, people back then haven't heard about you because you didn't start back then. You're starting now. And so in another 5 years, the people who've heard about you today, they might buy in 5 years. They might not be ready to buy now. This is where the consistency comes in. People think when I talk about consistency, we're on about week by week. I'm not talking about being consistent week by week. I'm talking about being consistent every year of your life. Like, you think about this. You go to the gym 3 times a week. Imagine doing that for the last 7 years. Imagine what kind of body you've got. An amazing body, right? So it's consistency that will help you get
the results. Like, if we think about what's the number one key to success, I would say it's probably, I can't think of anything else right now other than consistency. If you could be as consistent as you possibly could, day in, day out, week in, week out, month by month, year by year, decade after decade. If I hit CrossFit 3 times a week, I turn 50 this year, up to the age of 75, guess what kind of body I'm going to have when I'm 75? Guess what my mobility is going to be like? And it's consistency. And if you're not posting out social media content on a regular and consistent basis, like, I get this wrong too, by the way. I've gone through, you know, posting lives every single day, and I made a real decision to get through the entirety of this year posting live every single day, Monday through Friday. And we started on the 14th of January. And actually since then, excuse me, we've actually done very, very well. Let me just grab a quick drink. Excuse me. Honestly, you can tell it's live, can't you? Feeling much better, but still. So getting consistent across the board, health, wealth, savings, relationships, marketing, providing value, do that day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. If you don't do that, you're going to stop and start, and you're never going to get a mass of momentum moving your business forward. And so the work that we do today, for example, you know, we've been live in the last, 5 weeks, almost every day. Certainly Monday through Friday we have. That momentum might not show up for 6 more months. So if I do this and I go, well, it's not working. Well, how long is the sales cycle? How long does it take for people to get to know you? And unless you're being consistent year in, year out, it's not going to work. I was reading about a guy, I think Ryan Stewman he's called, a friend of mine on Facebook, very wealthy guy, knows everybody, hangs out with very wealthy people. God knows why he's my friend on Facebook, but he is. But what he was saying was, he was saying he's done his podcast for 5 years, and for the first 5 years, nobody listened. And then suddenly, it took off. Well, we've been doing our podcast for 6 years, and, you know, we have some good months, for sure. We have some very good days. In fact, we had one of our best days ever, the 4th best day, just last week. But the more consistent that we get, the more views that we have. And so that podcast, at some point, might take us another 5 years, because we haven't got the same personality. We believe we're not as good, which is the next section that we're going to talk about. But being consistent day in, day out is one of the things that's going to make the difference. And so one of the other reasons why your marketing fails on social media is that you believe you're not good enough. And it's a bullshit belief. Like, who are you comparing yourself with? In NLP, we call this comparative deletion, I think, if memory serves. It's not good enough. Compared to what? You're comparing, comparative deletion, that's what it's called. Compared to who? Compared to what? Who are you pitching yourself against? Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, with staff of 30 social media experts following them around on cameras, on the private jets and all the rest of it? Like, who are you comparing yourself with? Forget about being good enough, excuse me, or not being good enough. The key for you is to start and to keep going. Like, talk about not being good enough. I'm ill at the moment. I'm coughing. I'm spluttering. I don't feel great. Like, should I be going live today? Like, some people go, no, you absolutely shouldn't go live. And other people go, of course you should go live. You want to be consistent day in, day out. That's why I go live. If we can't lead from the front and be that beacon of light for people to show, do you know what? Well, Dan's going live and he doesn't feel very well. I'm going to go live as well. Showing up, as I'm sure you've heard, is 95% of the way. I actually disagree with that saying. Just showing up is certainly, you know, not 95% of it. I've seen Muppets show up and just embarrass themselves. But anyway, showing up, putting the content out, regardless whether you think it's good enough or not, your improvement to being better will take place over a period of time. It might be a year, it might be 3 years, it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years. But if you start today and you go live every single day, or if you put content out every single day, that content is invariably going to start to improve throughout the period of time that you're putting that content out for. As soon as you stop, the opportunity for improving that content stops right there. And also, if you stop putting content out, how your friends and your followers and your people who might like actually what you've got to say, how are they even going to get to hear that you exist or listen to what you want to talk about? They're not. So you've got to start putting content out. It doesn't matter if it's crap. It just totally doesn't matter. There's a few things that you probably want to get in place that are really easy to do. One of them is get a decent camera. This is a Logitech 920. Like, I've had this camera 4 or 5 years, and it's awesome, right? Next one is a microphone. But before I had this fancy microphone, this is a Rode USB mic, which is awesome. But before I had that, I just used a headset. And I don't use the headset. The only reason I have a headset in is to listen to when the music comes on and off, so I know what buttons to press. The only other thing that you might want to do is have a light here, this red light, and I've got a blue one down here, and then I've got natural daylight coming through here as well. Like, you have those, what? You've got your camera, you've got your mic, and you've got lights. Oh, I've got another a ring light here, just to, let me switch this off so you can see the difference. There you go. It doesn't make much difference, even. Like, so what? In fact, it highlights the back a little bit more. There you go. So you only need three things. You need a camera, a mic, and a couple of light sources would be useful. But you don't even need those. If I was to turn this lamp off, you probably can't even tell. Oh, let me turn it off. There we go. Like, does it make much of a difference? No, not at all. So you don't actually need that much stuff to be able to produce half-decent content. And then the content is just me and you. Okay, we've got these things up here, and we've got the agenda, we've got the little arrow. But when I started first doing social media content like this, I didn't have any of this stuff. We just did all of this. I've got a question from Chris. Sorry, Chris, I've just seen that question. So the software is called OBS Studio, and it's a standalone piece of software that sits on your computer. And actually, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me show you it. Let me just close a few of these things down. And I'm going to share my screen for you, just so you can see exactly what I can see. So let me go to second screen. And it will look a little bit weird here because it's showing the screen, which is showing the screen. Anyway, let me just transition that over. So there you go. Oh, no, that's fine. So here, let me see here. My second screen's over here, which is why I'm looking over there. You can't actually see all the stuff at the bottom, but this is, it's just a two-screen setup. Let me just pull this back. Actually, yeah, let me pull this back. Oh, go back to me. Where am I? There you go. You can tell I'm not well this morning. OBS, okay? So what we've got here on OBS is, let me just pull it back, actually. I reckon I can show you this fine. Let me just show you second screen. Transition. So if I, why can't I do it here? Agenda. Header title. Yeah, there we go. So I can change the header title. So we've got various different ones here. We've got marketing and sales show. So that's up there. So I could call it that if I wanted. That's already transitioned. Let's just put it back to business growth show. There you go. So you can do stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And really quite simple to set up. Let me transition back to me. There we go. Did that answer it? Hopefully it did. How do you get your graphics? So the other thing is that we've got a digital agency, of course. So we had people who actually make our graphics. They do that. They did that for me. That was very nice of them. And then this here on the right-hand side, where am I pointing? Here. This here is Canva, actually. And then the arrow, which I can move up and down. There we go. I can move it up and down, which is one of the reasons I use OBS. And the only reason I have an arrow to remind me what I'm supposed to talk about, because I waffle and I go all over the place. So that kind of thing just enables me to remind me what I'm supposed to be talking about next. And the arrow I just found somewhere, downloaded it, and then we just stitch it all together. And so every single morning when I think about what am I going to talk about today, I update the agenda, which is this blue thing here, and then I go live, and that's it. It's really straightforward. Sometimes I actually don't know what I'm going to talk about. That morning, I wake up and I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I hit the shower, and usually it comes to me in the shower. Showers and baths, by the way. We should just live in showers and baths, because that's where I think a lot of good ideas come from. Now, you can use something like StreamYard. StreamYard works really well as well. Let me show you StreamYard. We can't log into it because I used to have a paid subscription, but obviously I don't use it anymore. Let me see here. Get rid of me there and share second screen again. Let me just show you this. Okay, so this is StreamYard. StreamYard is pretty amazing. You can stream to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. So I'm actually streaming here onto all of those, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, all at the same time. Plus, I'm also streaming into certain Facebook groups at the same time as well. Plus, you can bring guests on. You can; it will record automatically. It's a really neat piece of kit for beginners. Let's look at pricing so you can see what the pricing's like. The 3-1 is okay. For $39, guys, just go for the professional. You get full 1080p anyway. You can multi-stream to 8 destinations. You probably might not need that. The basic one just has 3 destinations, which could be LinkedIn, Facebook and Twitter, for example. But on LinkedIn, it took me 2 years of applying to LinkedIn to go live. So you have to actually apply to LinkedIn to get the live stream. But like this idea of it's not good enough. Like it's just, you know, the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. Do a live stream. No, you're rubbish. But you'd be really good. Oh, you're crap. That's basically it. And that's your unconscious mind trying to protect you from feeling pain. Pain, if you like. This is all NLP stuff. But and the pain effectively comes from if you get zero views, that's quite a painful thing. But you're going to get zero views to get started. It's just the way that it goes. It's just, you know, your unconscious mind is a liar anyway. Don't listen to it. Just go do the damn thing. And the more you do, the better you will get over a period of time. It's just as simple as that. Okay, so next one then, focusing on others and not you. And so this is kind of where you're going, but Dan, I'm so far behind. What can I even talk about? There was already mortgage brokers, let's say, if you're a mortgage broker. I don't know what you do, Chris. If I'm a mortgage broker, if there's already mortgage brokers, if you already go live, and? Well, why does everybody not just use them then as mortgage brokers? You've got your own audience, and your own audience are your audience because they like you. They like who you are. You might have a weird sense of humour. You might have little quirks. You might sound like this, for goodness sakes, with Northern twang. Nobody cares, right? And those that do care simply won't listen to you. And those that do care will listen to you and they'll sign up for a mortgage with you or whatever it is that you happen to do. And so focus on you, not on others. So this is the mistake that people make. People are focusing on what everyone else is doing instead of just going out and doing what you want to go do. Every morning I wake up, I hit the coffee, I hit the shower, and I go live. They're the 3 things that I do every single morning. Just for the record, the other thing that I do as well is I check the finances, and I'm supposed to check what I'm supposed to eat for the day so I can stay on my calories, plus I'm supposed to go to CrossFit. Those last 2 things are failing massively right now. I'm ill, you know, so I'm ill. That's why I'm not going right now. It's bullshit. I've not been going for ages, and I need to get there. But focus on you. This is about you. It's not about everybody else. Hopefully we've got people watching and people will listen to the podcast download on iTunes once we've recorded the episode and so on. It's not for them. This is for me. I got a lot to say and I think people want to listen to it, and the podcast downloads confirm that people actually do want to listen to it. But you've got 2 levels of content here. You've got the first level, which is we're live right now. People will jump in and jump out. They'll see it. They won't see it. But you're still building credibility even when nobody's watching, because that credibility comes from being consistent every single day. And then after that, excuse me, after that, what's happening there? Well, you've got the podcast downloads. We take each of these 4 sections, then gets pulled out, and each one has its own section. They all get uploaded to YouTube. Then some of those will then get reposted, repurposed out onto social media as well. And then they all get uploaded onto the website for SEO purposes. And so we've got all this stuff going on. And this isn't about everybody else. This is about me having something to say and maintaining this level of consistency throughout the year. 1, to see if I can do it. I think that'd be quite interesting. 2, because actually, with this stuff that we put out there, some of this is absolute golden. Some people listen to this and go, Dan, and we've had emails that say, Dan, I wasn't on for long, but you said this thing. I was 5 minutes in. It was so good, I had to go and implement it. And I'm like, that's perfect. I don't mind if people don't watch all the way through. It's not an episode of Coronation Street or EastEnders. It's just me, a camera and a microphone and a little bit of lighting talking about things that I think are important for people to grow their wealth, to grow their business, to become a better person, a better father, a better man, a better friend, a better husband. And only that because I'm male, right? You know, better husband, better friend and so on, better father. If I was female, it'd be to be a better mother, whatever gender you are. And this is about you putting yourself in front of people so that people, you're demonstrating your availability, your worth, your value, your expertise. And so if you can demonstrate all of that, some people are going to love you, some people are going to hate you. Those that hate you, awesome. They're never going to listen to me again. They're never going to get me on a call. They're never going to waste my time at a networking event. You never get anyone coming up going, I listened to your podcast, it was crap. You never get that, right? You go to a networking event, you get people coming up to you going, I listened to your podcast, it was awesome. I was in Leeds, it's going back about 2 years, pre-COVID, it's probably 2 years before COVID. So about 4 years ago, I was in Leeds and I was at a networking event and I was talking to this woman and she says, your voice is really familiar. And then she looked at my name badge and went, oh, it's you, I listened to your podcast. And let me get my friend Bob, John, whatever he's called. John, come over. Look, it's Dan. And he listened to the podcast as well. And that's the type of stuff that you get through being consistent. And if you're not consistent, and if you're too busy focusing on what everybody else is doing, instead of just focusing on what you're going to do, it's not going to work very well for you. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I'm going to go a bit ill for the rest of the day. Other than that, have yourselves a wicked day and we'll catch up with you tomorrow, hopefully feel a little bit better. And we'll speak to you then. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.